From Spark and Anvil and Fraction Forge, this is Liner, in Chapter 1 of the Fraction Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Liner walked a straight line. She always had, and she made no apology for it. Down the middle of the Fair Share Village Academy floor ran a long painted stripe that traveled from one wall clear to the other. It began at a broad chalk 0 and ended a great distance away at a broad chalk 4. To everyone else in the academy, it was simply a line on the floor, the sort of thing you stepped over without thinking. To Liner, it was the most interesting road in the entire world, and she treated it like one. She was a careful heron, tall and gray, with long, deliberate legs that had been built, it seemed, for stepping down exactly where she meant to step and nowhere else. A satchel of small cloth flags hung at her side, and each flag carried a tiny number stitched onto it. She paced the line without hurry. When she reached the spot that lay precisely halfway between the 0 and the 1, she stopped, reached into her satchel, and planted a flag in the floorboard seam. The flag read, 1/2. "There you are," she said softly, in the tone you might use to greet a friend you had been expecting. A young rabbit named Theo watched her from the doorway, unimpressed and a little baffled. "It's just a spot on the floor," he said. Liner smiled, unoffended. "Every spot on this line is a number," she said. "Even the spots that fall between the big ones. Especially those. They're the ones most people forget are even there."
When Liner was small, she got lost. Constantly, and badly. She had grown up in a village built along a long, winding river where every house looked maddeningly like the last, round and brown, each with the same little door set at the same modest angle to the water. She would set out, full of confidence, for her grandmother's house and somehow arrive instead at the baker's, or the well, or some lane she was certain she had never laid eyes on before, blinking back tears of frustration. "I can't find anything," she confessed to her grandmother one evening after a kind fox had walked her home for the third time that single week. Her grandmother did not scold her, which Lina remembered ever after. Instead, she took the child down to the riverbank, where a long wooden measuring rail ran the length of the path, notched off in even, regular steps. 0 stood at the bridge. 1 stood at the old willow. 2 stood at the mill.
Liner arrived at the academy years later, carrying her satchel of flags and almost nothing else. The head of the academy, a slow and venerable tortoise named Slice, met her standing at the painted line on the floor. "I'm told you place numbers," he said. "I place all of them," Liner answered, "including the ones that like to hide in between the whole numbers, where people don't think to look." Slice gestured at the line. "Show me 3/4 then." Liner did not hurry. She never did. She walked first to the 0, then carefully to the 1, measuring the distance between them with her even, deliberate steps. Then she returned and divided that single step from 0 to 1 into 4 equal parts, scratching a faint mark at each division with the tip of one claw. 1, 2, 3. On the third scratch, she planted a flag, 3/4. 3/4 isn't 3 slices of a pizza, she said. It's a place. It's 3 of the 4 equal steps from 0 to 1, and it lives right here,
and it has always lived right here, whether anyone came to find it or not. Slice studied the flag for a long, considering moment. He had taught fractions for 60 years, mostly with pies and cakes and the cutting of round things, and in all that time, he had never once watched a student simply walk to a fraction, as though it were an address. "You may stay," he said.
In her corner of the academy, Liner kept her long line and her satchel of flags. One overcast afternoon, Theo the rabbit came back to her, holding two cards and wearing the particular scowl of a child whose teacher has said something that refuses to make sense. "These are supposed to be different," he said, and held them up. One card read, 1/2. The other read, 2/4. "Half and 2/4. They've got different numbers on them, so they have to be different things. But my teacher swears they're the same, and that makes no sense at all." "Let's not argue about it," Liner said mildly. "Let's walk it instead. That settles most arguments." She handed Theo the 1/2 flag. "Go and stand where 1/2 lives." Theo measured from 0 to 1, found the middle of that step, and planted himself there, holding his flag aloft. Then Liner took up the 2/4 flag and measured for herself. She divided the step from 0 to 1 into 4 equal parts, and she counted off 2 of them. 1, 2, and she stopped, standing shoulder to shoulder with Theo on the very same patch of floor. Theo looked down at his own feet and then across at Liner's. They occupied the same spot exactly. "They land here together," Liner said gently. "The same place, reached 2 different ways. Different names, identical spot, and that is what equivalent means. Half of the way along, or 2/4 of the way along, it's the very same distance from where you began." Theo's ears went up. "So they're not lying to me after all. They're just 2 flags for one place." "2 flags for one place," Liner agreed.
Later, when Theo had gone home and the academy had emptied into quiet, Liner walked her line one final time, the way she did at the close of every single day. She passed the flag for 1/2. She passed the flag for 3/4. She passed a dozen quiet places she had named and marked over the years, each one resting exactly where she had left it. Not one of them had shifted. Not one of them ever would. She stopped at last at the spot that lay halfway between 1 and 2, the spot that, on a different line, in a different riverside village, a very long time ago, had been home. A small voice came from the doorway. Theo again, on his way out, but with one last question still in him. "Liner, what if I forget where a fraction is supposed to go?" Liner looked at him with great kindness. "You won't have to remember every one of them," she said. "You only have to remember the line. Count the equal steps out from 0, and the fraction will be sitting right where it always is, waiting for you, exactly where you left it." Theo nodded slowly and headed off down the road, counting his steps in the gathering dark. He did not get lost, not even a little. And underneath that, quiet and steady, was the safe, settled feeling of a boy who finally knew he could always find his way home.
You've been listening to a Spark in Amble chapter, written by the Spark in Amble writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark in Amble is a 501c3 public charity. App Stay Free Forever. Curriculum aligned to Liner. Released under Creative Commons by NCSA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark in Amble for the full transcript.